welcome again, and this is Jim's Child of the 60s, and this is episode number 12. The song that you heard in the intro of this episode was from a group called The Great Scots from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, with a song called Ball and Chain from 1966. Welcome to Jim's Child of the 60s, where we play rare garage, obscure pop, a little bit of country, stuff like that thrown in. And if you've been listening to previous episodes, you pretty well know what is in store for you, some really great songs. If not, well, welcome, and I hope you do enjoy the show, and on with more music.
Oh, ooh, I love you, baby. Don't be soft.
We just finished making our first feature film. It's for United Artists. It's called A Hard Day's Night.
Hey, what, Paul. What? Tell them about the songs and that. Well, that.
There's 8 songs in it.
8?
Yeah.
I don't even see.
For you.
Don't be soft.
It'll be coming to your theatre.
It'll be coming to
your theatre. Your
theatre. Why?
No. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing the money just can't buy.
So we'll see you soon at this theatre. This very theatre.
This very theatre here.
Who's in it? Who's in it?
That was the Beatles with an outtake of their song I Feel Fine from 1964. And before that, we heard from a group called The Middle Class from New York with a song called I Happen to Love You from 1966. And the first song to start off that set was from a group called SOS Unlimited. And they're from Los Angeles with a song called Woman You Don't Know from 1967. Thanks for tuning in to Jim's Child of the 60s. And if you have any requests, suggestions, or any MP3 files that you'd like to share with me, please feel free to write me at jwitty@simpatico.ca. I appreciate all input and any comments. Sure helps me try to improve Jim's Child of the 60s, because I like to feature songs that are rare and obscure, and hopefully from listening to past shows and this show too, that you come to like a lot of these songs, as I have. And I always keep an eye out for any particular group or song that I haven't heard before, so if you have any files or anything you'd like to send along, please feel free to do so. But on for now with more great music.
You say you'll always be proud of me. Well, I wanna see that you do, baby. I'll be nobody, nothing, if I do what you want me to, yeah. Married and now, struggle by anyway, anyhow, living in misery. Is that how you want it to be?
will. I'm gonna see that you do, baby. I'll be somebody, something. If you wait, babe, I promise you, yeah. 'Cause I got my pride. All kids gonna hold his head up high. Nothing like you and me.
First girlfriend, if you know what I mean, and I brought her over to the studio, and when Michael saw her, he just fell in love with her. Now, Renee got really upset about the whole situation, and she walked away. And Michael wrote most of the song, and he was trying to let Renee know that she should walk away, and it's not her fault. The actual meaning of walk away, Renee, it took me 40 years to realize it. It's saying goodbye to your childhood. It's meeting your first girlfriend that you go all the way with. And when you say walk away, Renee, you're saying goodbye. If you listen to the lyrics, he's talking about his neighborhood in Brooklyn when he was a child. Now, you see, he's a man. And what he's saying, walk away, goodbye to his childhood, which is a very, very strong statement. That's why the song has so much power.
Sidewalk.
Back to Jim's Child of the 60s. This is episode number 12. The first song that you heard in that set was from a group called the Royal Guardsmen from Ocala, Florida, with a song called Baby Let's Wait from 1967. Following that, we heard from a group called the Left Bank from New York with a song called Walk Away Renee from 1966. And the final song in that set was from a group called the David from Los Angeles with a song called Time from 1967. There's nothing like a good, fast rock and roll number, but I also like the slow ballads as well. Sometimes those have more of an impact on me than a lot of those fast rock and roll ones, though I do enjoy those as well. You're listening to Jim's Child of the 60s here on Podomatic.com. And if you have any suggestions or comments or MP3 files you'd like to share with me, just send them along to jwitty@simpatico.ca. Or you can visit my page at Podomatic.com, jwitty.podomatic.com, and leave a comment on any of the episodes that I have posted there. Please feel free to do so, because any input or suggestions does help me improve my show, and I always like to hear input, and I can improve or, I don't know, maybe play a request that anyone has and share any songs that you happen to send my way and share them with our listeners. And you're listening to Jim's Child of the 60s, episode number 12, and on with more music.
Oh, Hey, look. It's the new shape of men's and boys' pants, the Shape Leg Look by Celanese and Penney's. More fitted on top, more fashion below, and only $5.98 to $7.98 a pair. At Penney's, it's the shape to be seen in.
Welcome back to Jim's Child of the 60s, episode number 12. Now, the first song that you heard in that last set was from a group called the Northwest Company from Vancouver, British Columbia, with their song Get Away From It All from 1967. And after that, we heard from Little Phil and the Night Shadows from Georgia with a song called So Much from 1965. Thanks for listening to Jim's Child of the 60s, and I hope you've enjoyed this show. And if you have any requests, suggestions, or comments, like I said before, please feel free to write me at jwitty@simpatico.ca, and I look forward to hearing from you. And I'm going to close this episode of Jim's Child of the 60s with a song from Buddy Holly. And I know that Buddy Holly is a 50s artist, but since it's my show, I think I can bend the rules a little bit. Coming up on February 3rd is the 40th anniversary of the death of Buddy Holly in a plane crash in Clear Lake, Iowa on February 3rd, 1959. So I thought I'd be playing a Buddy Holly song in tribute to Buddy Holly, since he had such a great influence on 60s artists, including the Beatles, Rolling Stones, and groups from the British Invasion. So I feel that I should be able to play him. And the particular song I'm going to play is a Chuck Berry song Buddy Holly covered called Brown Eyed Handsome Man. And it was recorded in the 50s, obviously, since Buddy Holly died in 59, but it wasn't released until 1963 on the Reminiscing album. So this is my tribute to the late, great Buddy Holly with a song called Brown Eyed Handsome Man. Thanks for listening to Jim's Child of the 60s, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And until next time, take care.
Oh, arrested on the charges of an uninformed, and he was sitting in